The Speckled Band. Chapter 1. An Early Morning Visitor. The case of the Speckled Band was one of my first investigations with my friend Sherlock Holmes, and it was also one of the most unusual. At that time, Holmes and I were living in Baker Street. I promised to keep this case a secret, but the lady is dead now, and it is important for people to know the truth. Early one morning in April 1883, I woke up and saw Sherlock Holmes standing by my bed. I was surprised because it was only 7 o'clock, and Holmes usually got up late.
"I'm very sorry to wake you, Watson,"
he said. "What is it? A fire?" I asked.
"No, we have a visitor, a young lady. She is very unhappy and wants to see me. When young ladies walk around London at this early hour, they usually want to talk about something important. If you want to help me with this case, come and listen to her story."
"I'll be ready immediately," I said. I was always happy to help Holmes with his detective work. He loved his work and was not interested in the money it brought him. He only accepted interesting and unusual cases. I got dressed quickly and followed Holmes down to the living room. A woman dressed in black clothes was sitting by the window. She got up when we entered the room.
"Good morning, madam. My name is Sherlock Holmes. This is my friend, Dr. Watson. You can say anything you want to us, and we'll keep it a secret. I see you're shaking. Please sit close to the fire, and I'll get you a cup of hot coffee."
"I'm not shaking because I'm cold,"
said the woman.
"I'm frightened, Mr. Holmes. That's why I'm shaking."
We could see that she was very frightened. She was about 30 years old, but some of her hair was already white, and her face was pale and tired.
"Don't be frightened,"
said Holmes, gently touching her arm.
"We can help you. I see you came by train this morning."
"Yes, but how did you know?"
Because you are holding your train ticket in your left hand. And I see you came in a cart early this morning, too."
Again, the lady was surprised.
"It's not a mystery, madam,"
said Holmes, smiling.
"Your jacket is dirty. When you travel by cart, that often happens."
"You're right, sir,"
she said.
"I left home before 6 and took the first train to London. Oh, I'll go mad if I don't find help. You once helped a friend of mine, Mr. Holmes. Now, please help me. I can't pay much now, but in a month or two I'll have more money."
"I'll do my best for you, madam. Please don't worry about paying me immediately. There's no hurry. Now, tell us about your problem."
"It's difficult to tell you about my problem,"
she said,
"because I don't have many facts."
"Tell me everything you know, madam, and tell me about your family."
"My name is Helen Stoner, and I live with my stepfather, Dr. Roylott. He comes from the famous old Roylott family of Stoke Moran in Surrey."
"I know the name,"
Holmes said.
"His family was once the richest in England. They had a lot of land and money. But in the last 100 years, they spent all the money and sold the land. Now the family only has a small piece of land and the old house. My stepfather is the oldest son. He became a doctor and went to India. He lived well there, but one day a thief came and stole a lot of his things. My stepfather got very angry with his servant and killed him. He was sent to prison for a long time, and then he returned to England. He was an angry, unhappy man. When Dr. Roylott was in India, he married my mother. She was a rich widow with 2 little girls, my twin sister and me. My mother died 8 years ago and left all of her money to Dr. Roylott. But before dying, she told him, "When my daughters get married, you must give them some money each year." She left enough money for all of us. But my stepfather changed for the worse. We left London and went to live in the old family house at Stoke Moran. It's a very big house with many rooms and a large, beautiful garden all around it. He didn't make friends with our neighbours. He argued with everyone. The people in the village were afraid of him. He also kept animals from India at Stoke Moran. At the moment, we have a tiger and a big monkey, and they scare everyone. As you can imagine, my poor sister Julia and I didn't have much fun in our lives. Servants didn't stay with us for long, and we did all the work in the house. We were always alone without any friends. No one came to visit us. It was a lonely life for two young women. Julia was only 30 years old, but some of her hair was already white, just like mine.
Was? Is your sister dead?
Asked Holmes.
Yes, she died 2 years ago, and that is why I am here now. My sister and I were staying with an aunt in London at Christmas 2 years ago. My sister met a man there and decided to marry him. When we returned to Stoke Moran, our stepfather seemed pleased about the marriage. But 2 weeks later, something terrible happened, and that is why I am here this morning, Mr. Holmes.